Hey, welcome back to the Fulfilling Career Podcast. In this episode, where I'm breaking down the core principles, fundamental truths that you need to embrace if finding a fulfilling career in 2023 is one of your goals. Welcome to the Fulfilling Career Podcast, a show for the professional woman who's ready to work in an aligned career that allows her to thrive in her zone of genius, live on purpose, and get paid a value-aligned salary. I share quick insights and strategies to help you reach your career goals, whether you're trying to find your fulfilling career, grow your current career, or successfully job search. I'm your host, Dr. Tega Edwin, a career counselor and coach who was able to turn my own frustration from being in an unfulfilling career into the framework I now use to help other women find their fulfilling career and job search with confidence. Let's dive in. Today, we're going to be talking about the core principles that you need to embrace to find career fulfillment, to find meaningful work in 2023. And before we start into those core principles, let's even level set. What exactly is a principle? When I say principle, what do I mean? And I wrote down the definition, so let me read it to you real quick. A principle is a fundamental truth or proposition that serves as the foundation for a system of belief or behavior or for a chain of reasoning. A fundamental truth or proposition that is the foundation. And so essentially what I want to do today is share with you the fundamental truths that you will need to embrace that will serve as the foundation to help you find meaningful work this year. I want to share with you the fundamental truths that will serve as the foundation for your belief systems around meaningful work, the behaviors, the actions you take around meaningful work, and the chain of reasoning if you are saying to yourself, I actually want to enjoy what I do for a living this year. I am tired of being exhausted at work. I'm tired of feeling drained. I'm tired of feeling undervalued, unskilled, unseen. I'm tired of feeling like my work doesn't matter. I want to share with you the fundamental truths that you will need to embrace to make that, to exit that space and make fulfilling work a reality for you. And so, yeah, I have 3 pages of notes here. So if you are not taking notes, I hope you're going to grab a note-taking mechanism because it's going to be good. The first fundamental truth that you will need to embrace to find meaningful work in 2023 is this. And I wrote each of them out in sort of the same format so that you can kind of hear the foundation. So the first one is, if you don't figure out what you don't like about your current job, you'll be stuck in a loop. Again, that first principle is if you don't figure out what you don't like about your current job, you will be stuck in a loop. And it's interesting that this is the first one because yesterday, literally last night, I had a conversation with a woman who's about to join my signature program, Find a Fulfilling Career. For that program, I always do enrollment calls to make sure it's a fit. And so on that call, she was talking to me about how she has changed jobs a few times. And each of those times when she got into a new role, about 3 months in, she found herself feeling unhappy. And she wasn't sure why, right? She was like, I changed jobs. And then when I get in there, I'm like, I don't like this job either. I'm not happy. And it's because most likely, this is now I'm generalizing, you were jumping without knowing what exactly to avoid or without knowing what exactly you're looking for. So when you are doing work that is unaligned, work that is making you unhappy, work that is unfulfilling, the first thing you absolutely must do is figure out, what don't I like about this job? What is it about this job that I actually factually don't enjoy? Because sometimes it's so easy to just say, I don't like this job, so I'm going to go job search and do something else. But there are a couple of problems with that. One, if you've been doing the same thing for multiple years, when you go to look for another job, you are highly likely to just pick something that is similar to what you've already been doing, even when you know you've been unhappy in that path for years, which increases the likelihood of you getting in that job and being unhappy again. Because you thought to yourself, this is all I can do. This is all I know how to do. So this must be the only kind of jobs I can apply to. And so you apply to that job, you get in, 3 months in, 6 months in, you're unhappy again. The second thing that can happen is when you don't have that clarity, you get into another job and the environment is very similar to what you didn't like about your first job, or the management, or the compensation, or the commute. Whatever it may be, you figure out, you're like, this is just as bad as where I left. I'm unhappy again. And it's because you didn't pause to clarify what exactly it is you were trying to avoid from that first job that you did not enjoy. And so it's important that you start with that clarity and ask yourself, what exactly don't I like about this job? Is it the relationships? Is it the management? Is it the commute to work? Is it the compensation? Is it the actual work tasks? Is it the environment, the company culture? Is it the top leadership in the company? What do I actually not like about this job? Because when you do that, then it becomes easier for you to avoid those things in the future. Right? When you pause to get clarity and you go job search, it becomes easier for you to ask yourself, okay, what am I trying to avoid here? Like, what are the things I'm looking for? What are the things I'm going to avoid? So that you can ask better questions in interviews, so that you can talk to people who are in the role and ask them better questions, so that you can ask about the things that really matter. You can say, hey, what is management like? You can say, hey, what are the relationships like here? What is the culture like? You can ask questions that actually give you the answers you need to know, okay, this is not going to be the right place for me, or it's going to be the right place for me. Right? When you don't have that clarity and you go into a new job, I always think of it like, it's like driving. If you're someone who drives and you're trying to change lanes without first checking your blind spot, or you're trying to change lanes without looking in the rearview mirror, and you just swerve into the next lane, and there's maybe a car there. And it could lead to an accident if you're not careful. Right? Like that disaster, that is what tends to happen when we switch jobs, we switch lanes in our career without first looking to see if there are dangerous things coming at us. Dangerous things meaning toxic environments, toxic relationships, toxic management styles. And so then we get into that new job, 3 months in, we're unhappy, and we're like, okay, I hate it here, so I'm gonna go find another job. And then you hop into the next job, 4 months in, you're unhappy again. And then you're asking yourself, how soon is too soon for me to leave this job? Which, mind you, if you're asking yourself that question, it's already time to go. Right? So if you don't get clarity about the specific things that make you unhappy in your current job, it's not enough to just say, I don't like my job. What does that mean? What don't you like about your job? If you don't have that clarity, you will find yourself going from job to job to job, and you're going to be in this loop until you get to the point where you're so scared to make another transition that you just stay stuck in that situation that's not serving you. Because you start telling yourself, well, I already switched jobs 3 times. I already switched jobs 4 times. It didn't work for me either of those times. So this must be just all I can do. So that's the first principle. The second principle that you need to embrace to find fulfilling work in 2023 is this. If you keep making career decisions based on what other people think, you will remain unfulfilled. If you keep making career decisions based on what other people think, you will remain unfulfilled in your career. And this one is really, I find it to be more common with women who maybe you have been in one path for years, and so you've risen in the ranks. And so you have what on the surface looks like a good job, a prestigious job, or you're making what looks like good money. Or you've just been with that company for years. And so you might be worried that people will ask you or say, wait, you've been there for 20 years or 16 years. Are you just going to leave now? That doesn't make any sense. What else are you going to do? Where else are you going to go? And a lot of times we get so caught up in, what will people think if I make this transition? What will they say if I make this transition? And sometimes it's not even a what if. People will say it. People will say to you, girl, you're going to leave that good job? Really? Are you serious? Like, you're going to leave that good money? You're going to leave that stability? People say to you, some people don't even have a job and you're thinking of leaving your job. And that one, I'm always like, how does my job situation impact the people who don't have a job? Like, me being unhappy in my work, they still don't have a job. So that logic does not, that math doesn't math. You can't tell me some people don't have a job and you're going to leave a good job. That's, my career situation is not impacting them anyway. And I see K.A. Brin said, I have fallen into this trap. It's an easy one to fall in, especially when you're surrounded by people whose mindset around career is very archaic. People who think that, oh, you just work to make a living, work is meant to be miserable, you just do work to put food on the table. Because when you have conversations with those people about wanting fulfillment and satisfaction and to do meaningful work, it doesn't compute for them. They're like, wait, girl, you have a job, your bills are paid, what are you complaining about? And it's like, oh my goodness, No. Like, that mentality is what will keep you stuck feeling unfulfilled, unsatisfied, unseen in a job that is literally, and I'm not even exaggerating, a job that is killing you slowly. Because the research is clear. When you do unaligned work, it increases your level of stress, of work stress. And when you're experiencing high levels of work stress, you experience physical symptoms like hair loss, hair gain, weight loss, weight gain. I remember working with a woman last year in FYFC, and she came to me talking about how over the past 2 years, she had gained 60 pounds because of her work stress. Skin issues, insomnia, ulcers, headaches, lower immune system. When your work stress is higher, you get sick more often. A woman just joined the February cohort of FYFC, and she told me how, like, over the past few years, she's been getting sick, and she finds that she's not healing as well as she used to years ago. When work stress is high, you experience mental health effects like higher anxiety, higher depression, low motivation, low creativity, lower sex drive, higher relationship issues, higher rates of divorce. And so when I say that job is literally killing you, I'm not exaggerating. At the very least, it's killing your relationships. And so when somebody comes to you and they say things like, at least your bills are paid, okay, but at what expense? At the expense of my life? That is not a good mentality for me to be going into my career with. And so if you keep wondering and worrying what people will say about your job situation, you will remain unfulfilled. And the other thing I want you to realize here is that they're not the ones living your life. Like, these people who are saying to you, at least you have a job, you have a good job, it's a prestigious job. They're not the one crying every day at work. They're not the one crying on the way to work. They're not the one coming home drained and stressed. They're not the ones who don't have time to spend with their loved ones, don't have time to spend with their kids. They're not the ones who are snapping at their partner and their kids because they're coming home stressed from work. They are not the ones experiencing the stress that you are experiencing because of your job. So from the outside, yes, they can tell you, don't leave your job. It's a good job. But they're not living your life. So you can't make decisions based on people that are not living your life. Your decisions need to be based on what you are experiencing. You know how that job is changing you. And so that is what needs to be guiding your decisions. Otherwise, you will remain unfulfilled because you keep making decisions based on what people will say. Who are the people? Who are they? Because what I found, and this is factual, I've had two clients. I remember clearly, Emily and Yvette. I remember with Emily's case, she came to me. She had what was on the surface, a good job, but she wasn't happy. Like, good job, good money. She wasn't happy, but she was worried what her family will think if she lives and leaves her job. I remember we talked about that on her FYFC enrollment call. And she was like, but she was at the point where she just couldn't do it anymore. Turns out, because we talked after, when she told her family that she was switching roles, they actually didn't react the way she thought they were going to react. Like, they didn't really call her out or make fun of her or say she was making a wrong decision. Another client, she was specifically worried what her parents would think, but her partner, her spouse, was saying to her, look, this job is changing you. Like, I don't like this version of you. And so at some point, she realized her romantic relationship was being impacted. And so she had to not be so worried about her family when her romantic relationship was being negatively impacted. So you can't keep making these decisions based on what people will say when those people are not the ones living your life. Okay. Dre said, you're reading my mind. Lux and Bloom said, stroke from stress. Yes. Like, those jobs will literally drain you. Okay. The third principle that you need to embrace, so the third foundational truth that you need to embrace if you're going to find meaningful work in 2023 is that if you keep letting fear drive your decision making, you give over control of your career. If you keep letting fear drive your decision making, you give over control of your career. Whether it's fear of leaving your current role and not making enough money, fear of going to a new job and hating it just as much, fear of not having the skills to do anything else, fear of losing your network, fear of starting over, fear of what people will say. Whatever the fear is, if you keep letting fear drive your decision-making, you are giving over control of your career. Because here's what I want you to understand. Fear is an emotion. just like happiness, sadness, excitement, joy, dissatisfaction, discouragement, whatever it is, fear is an emotion, which means it is not a fact. While our emotions are valid and are true, they are not facts. They are fleeting more often than not. And so making decisions based on a fleeting emotion means you are letting something that is not factual control your decision-making. And in the long run, that will leave you dissatisfied. You are letting something else control your decisions, control your outcomes. Because fear is an emotion, and that's very different from being afraid. And I always like to distinguish this when we have conversations about fear, because I think we conflate them often. Fear is the emotion that shows up when you're doing something new. It's the emotion that shows up when you're trying something you've never done before. Fear is perfectly natural, and fear is never going to leave you. Like, you always feel fear when you do something new, guaranteed. Quote me on that. But that's very different from when you actually start using that emotion to guide your decision making, because now you have shifted from just feeling an emotion that you could have worked through to actually being afraid. Being afraid is when we make decisions based on our fear. And when you make decisions based on fear, that means you are not making decisions based on faith. Because you can't do both. Either fear is controlling you or faith is controlling you, but they both can't do it at the same time. And so if you keep letting fear drive your decision-making, you're letting that emotion control your decision-making. And more often than not, you are letting that emotion cloud your judgment, because when you look at a situation just from fear, your fear lens, then things are always going to look like they're never going to work out. When you look at your career, when you look at the world from a lens of fear, you're always asking yourself, what if? What if I don't make enough money? What if I hate that job too? What if it doesn't work out? And if you keep asking yourself that, then yes, that's what's going to happen. You will always go in thinking that it's not going to work out, and that will either negatively impact the actions you take, meaning you'll just stay in a job that you hate because you think it won't work out, or you won't put in as much effort as you could to make your goals and your desires a reality. And so if you keep letting fear, that emotion, control you, and again, remember, the emotions are perfectly valid, but just because they're valid doesn't mean they're factual. Your emotions are valid. You can feel the emotion of fear and still take the action you need to take to make your goals a reality. Those two things can and often do coexist. So you can't keep letting fear drive your decision making. And when it comes to career transitions, one thing I've noticed that can exacerbate the fear, especially if you're thinking, okay, it's the fear of making that transition, is when there's a lack of strategy. So you are in this job that you hate, that's not satisfying, and you know you want to do something else, but you're like, I have no idea what something else is. I don't even know where I would start from. How do I transition? How do I market myself? What skills do I even have? You know what? It's too scary. I'm just going to stay where I am. At least I have a job. This is comfortable. I know what's expected of me here. I know how to navigate the people. It's all good. And the reason why you end up just staying is because you didn't have a strategy that you could follow. You didn't have a clear plan that you knew would give you answers. And that's why my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, exists. Because FYFC guides you through a proven framework. And when I say proven, I mean it. It has helped over 70 women across over 20 industries across 4 continents get clarity about their next career moves. When I say proven, it's proven. But it's a framework that shows you, okay, if you follow these steps, you will come out on the other end with clarity about your next career move and a transition plan that you can follow to make your career move. And sometimes all you need is that clarity and strategy to be able to move through the fear. So having clarity and strategy will not eliminate the fear. But don't get me wrong, you will still feel the fear, but at least you know what to do so you can just follow those steps and move through the fear. So that's the third principle, the core principle that you need to embrace to find meaningful work in 2023. The fourth principle that you need to embrace if you have a goal to find meaningful work this year is this one. If you keep equating the quality of your decisions with the quality of the outcomes, you will talk yourself into inaction. If you keep equating the quality of the decisions you make to the quality of the outcomes you experience, you will talk yourself into not taking action, inaction. And I've seen this so often with women who have tried to change their career situation in the past, whether it's maybe you work with a resume coach, or you work with a different kind of career coach, or you change jobs, or you try to ask for the raise, or you try to go to a different company, and it didn't work out. And so now in your brain, you're telling yourself, maybe I don't have what it takes, or maybe I'm not good at making decisions, or like you're just afraid. It's a case of it didn't work out in the past, so why will it work out now? And here's what I want to offer you. Quality of the decisions you make and the quality of the outcomes you experience are not the same thing. When it comes to decision making, we make decisions based on the information that is available to us. You did your research, maybe you asked some questions, you got some answers, and you made a decision based on the information that was available to you at the time. You can make a very good decision and get into a situation and experience a crappy outcome because some factors were just beyond your control. Let me say that again. You can make a very good decision based on the information that was available to you at the time and get into a situation and experience a crappy outcome because some factors were simply beyond your control. You can't always control the outcomes you experience. Does it mean you made a bad decision? No. It just means some things were beyond your control and it's time to look at the data that's available to you and make another decision. But what often happens is we'll make a decision, the outcome is crappy, and so now we tell ourselves, it's better for me to just not do anything. Right? I'm going to just stay where I am. I'm not going to rock the boat. This is sort of working, so I'm just going to stick it out. And so we end up not taking any action because we're so worried about making another wrong decision. Right? So what if I make the wrong decision? Keeps us stuck where we are. It keeps us afraid. It keeps us unhappy. It keeps us dissatisfied. Meanwhile, your decision-making and your outcomes are not synonymous. Those are two very different things. And so I really want to offer you a new perspective on realizing that your decisions don't always determine the outcomes you experience. Like how many times have you, let me just bring it to just some random examples. Sometimes you see an outfit online on a model, it looks really good. You make a decision to buy the outfit based on what you saw. And then you get the outfit, you put it on, and it looks terrible. The outcome is terrible. Does that mean you made a bad decision? No. The model was wearing it. They said the model was 5'6 like you, 150 pounds like you. So you thought it would look the same way on you as it does on the model. And then you put it on your body and it's like, what in the world am I wearing? You didn't make a bad decision. You just didn't know that the outcome would be that way. Or like you go to a new restaurant, you look at a meal, it could be something you've even eaten before. Girl, let me tell you about chicken and waffles. You go for brunch, you order chicken and waffles because you've had bomb chicken and waffles somewhere else. And then they bring something out and you're like, what is this? This chicken is dry on the inside. Your waffles are hard. Like this is not good. It doesn't mean you made a bad decision. It just means the information you had at the time told you chicken and waffles is supposed to be really good. And what they brought out from the kitchen is crappy. Bad decision? No. You just couldn't control what the cook or the chef did in the back. So I really want to encourage you when it comes to your career, stop conflating your decision-making and the outcomes you experience because it will keep you stuck. It will cause you to not take any action. And you have to realize that when you take action, all you do is you get data, right? Each action you take gives you data about whatever the situation is. Do I like this company? Do I like this role? Do I like these people? And every piece of data you get can continue to guide the next piece of decision-making that you do. So for example, you make a good decision, you get in a situation, the outcome is crappy. Does it mean you failed? No, it means you've now gotten another piece of data about the types of questions to ask the next time you're making a transition, the things to look out for. And so you take that data and you use it to guide the next decision-making that you engage in. instead of letting it keep you stuck and not taking any action. Okay? So let's talk about the fifth principle, number five principle that you need to embrace to find meaningful work in 2023. If you keep avoiding investments, your career and life fulfillment will keep eluding you. If you keep avoiding investments, your career and life fulfillment will keep eluding you. Let me tell y'all, the fulfillment you haven't experienced is behind the investment you haven't made. And when I say investment, I'm not just talking about money. When you want to experience any kind of change or growth in your life, you absolutely have to invest usually two of three things, more often than not all three: time, energy, and money. You have to invest time, energy, and money. And so if you are not investing any of those and you're saying, I hate this job, I want to experience a new job, I want to experience fulfillment, I want to experience meaning, but you're not putting any skin in the game, you will not experience the goals or the transformation that you want. Your transformation is behind the investment you haven't made. And when I think of those three things, one of them you can never get back: time, right? Like once time is gone, that's it. We're not getting it back. One of them is really hard to replenish: energy. Right? When I think of energy, and I'm going to give an example, something just came to mind, but energy is really hard to replenish. And then one of them can actually multiply and grow. The only one that can multiply and grow is money. And yet that's the one we let hold us back from experiencing transformation. The one thing that can actually multiply and grow out of all three of those things. And one thing about doing unfulfilling work is that the unfulfilling work you're in constantly drains your energy. Because when you're doing unaligned work, you're going into an environment that is toxic. And so you are expending energy just to survive. You're doing work that either you're not very good at or you don't enjoy. And so you're expending energy just to do your daily work, right? You're pouring out energy just to do the work. And so being in the job itself is draining your energy. And yet I often will hear women say, when I have more energy, I will figure out my career. When I have more energy, I will figure out this transition. But how are you going to get more energy when the very situation you're in is the thing that is draining your energy? Like, are y'all tracking? Are you following along what I'm saying here? The job is draining your energy, and so you can't wait to have the energy to pour into it, because as long as you stay in that job, your energy will keep being drained. And I remember as I was saying this, I remember last year, one of the clients I worked with in FYFC Montana, her story is actually, I think, on the podcast somewhere. I'll put the episode in the description. I remember Montana talked about how, so she's someone who was doing work that she didn't like the job. It was also so draining that when she would get home too late, really, to really spend time with her kids. And she talked about how by the time she got home from a job that was really draining her, all she wanted to do was spend time with her family, because she didn't have energy to pour into trying to figure out her career transition. Right? Like, she didn't have energy to pour into figuring out what other jobs are out there. What are my transferable skills? How do I job search? Like, she had just enough energy to spend time with her family. And so it was hard for her to escape that toxic job because she couldn't pour energy into it. And I always say that's where having a framework comes in, which is what I provide you with in FYFC. Because you don't have to expend any energy figuring out what to do, because you just show up and do what the framework tells you to do. Now, you still have to invest some energy to follow the steps, right? But you're not figuring it out. It's just do step one, then do step two, then do step three, then do step four. Right? Like, you just follow a process that you know will get you to your destination. And so it's important to remember that in any area of your life. When I even think of myself, I think of when I wanted to experience transformation just physically, I had to invest energy in working out, right? I had to invest still time in making meals. Shoot, I had to invest money and buy HelloFresh because I was like, I'm tired of going to the grocery store and buying groceries every day and then cooking the groceries, because who got time for that? I had to invest money in a program so that I didn't have to expend energy every day figuring out what exercises do I do. I just show up and follow the exercises and get my results. But like, you can be smart about the way you make your investments, but you are going to invest some way, somehow. I think of women who have told me they would spend hours on LinkedIn scrolling jobs just to figure out which job is fulfilling, but it doesn't work. That's time invested. The time you're spending talking to family, talking to your mentors, talking to your loved ones, and it doesn't yield any results because they don't really know you, so they can't tell you what other jobs to do. Or the energy you expend looking on Google, trying, like you're Googling how to find a job, how to find work I enjoy, how to leave a toxic job. You're expending all that energy and time reading things that don't actually give you results because they're not tailored for your situation. And so yes, you will always invest time, energy, or money, but it's also, I should say, and it's also important that you are smart about the investments that you make, but the transformation you haven't experienced is behind the investment you haven't made. And then the final, number six principle that you need to embrace to find meaningful work in 2023 is, if you don't clarify your non-negotiable values, companies will keep catfishing you. Like, if you don't clarify your non-negotiables, these companies will keep pulling a bait and switch. They tell you one thing on their website, they tell you one thing in the interview, and then you get to the company and it's something else entirely. And you're like, hold on, this is not what I thought I was coming into. They will pull a bait and switch on you because you didn't know how to adequately audit that company for fit. And when it comes to auditing organizations for alignment and fit, you absolutely need clarity about your non-negotiable values, because those are the things that will inform if an organization is a fit, if it is aligned or not. And more often than not, we just go into these companies and, you know, when you're going to the interview, you go on their website and look at the mission and the vision and the values so that you can ask questions that make you seem smart, like you did your research in the interview. And it's like, no, the purpose of the interview, yes, it's to look competent for the job, but that's not the main purpose, because the fact that you're in an interview means they already think you can do the job. A big purpose is for you to interview them to see if they are a fit for you and your goals. And you can't adequately interview an organization if you don't know your values yet, because those values are what will drive the kinds of questions that you ask and the kind of research that you do. And right now, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking of two very specific clients, Lauren and Leslie. I actually think if you're on Instagram, I shared Lauren's case study, I want to say 2 days ago. If you go to my feed, you'll see Lauren's case study. But she talked about how after going through FYFC, she was able to audit companies at a much different level. She was asking different questions because it wasn't just, I'm going to show up and make you think I did my research. It was, no, I'm trying to figure out if you're a fit. And that's what having clarity does for you. It allows you to audit organizations at a different level, which significantly reduces the chances of you getting catfished and getting in that company and being unhappy again. Does it eliminate it? No, because again, your decisions and your outcomes are not the same. But when you have clarity about those non-negotiable values, it reduces the chances of getting catfished by an organization. Because that's also part of why, if you think back to the, I think it was the first principle where I talked about that cycle of you go in a job, you hate it. You go in a job, you hate it. Another job, you hate it. Part of that is because you weren't doing your due diligence in auditing those companies well. And so when you transition, you realize that you bought the wrong thing. Right? Like, what they sold you is not what you were actually getting, because you didn't slow down to get clarity and use discernment to figure out if this organization is actually right for you. And so you ended up in a situation that 3 months in, now you're unhappy again and you have to transition yet again. So it's important that you pause and ask yourself, what are my non-negotiable values? What are the core beliefs that drive my decision-making? And I'm thinking about this in a career sense specifically, because we all have personal values too. And sometimes, yes, your personal values will influence your career values, but they're not always synonymous. And you have to understand those non-negotiable work values, because they are the things that define your work boundaries, what you will and will not stand for in the world of work, which then allows you to go to a company and see, okay, will they violate my values? Because more often than not, the times when we feel unseen, unvalued, when we feel angry and just dismissed, it's because a core value of ours was being violated. We felt violated. And that's why we feel so unhappy and unseen and icky in that job. And if you can't articulate what the problem is, you can't articulate why do I feel this way, it then makes you feel even more stuck and more confused because it's like, I know something is wrong, but I don't know how to put words to what is wrong. And so now you feel even more stuck in that job because you can't speak, you can't tell anyone what the problem is. And that just reminded me of a client, Vivian. She talked about this very specific thing where she was in a job she didn't like, and she would cry almost daily on the way to work. And her husband would ask her what the problem was, but she couldn't articulate what the problem was. And she said that made her feel even more stuck because she knew there was a problem, but she didn't have words to describe the problem. And so it made her almost feel like, am I making this up? I know I'm not, because I know how I feel, but I can't tell you what the problem is. That's what happens when you don't have clarity. It makes it difficult for you to articulate the problem. And it even makes it difficult for people to help you because you can't tell them what you're looking for. You can't tell anyone the specific thing you're looking for in your career, so your network can't actually support you and guide you and help you. So it's really important that you clarify those non-negotiable values. I mean, you also need to clarify your interests and your skills, but that's a different conversation. But you need that clarity to be able to minimize the chances of companies catfishing you. And that clarity, when I talk about clarifying your non-negotiable values, that's what we do in the very second week of my program, Find a Fulfilling Career. Like literally in FYFC in week two, by the end of week two, you will know what your work boundaries are and you will be able to pinpoint exactly why past jobs haven't worked out for you and why you have felt so icky and unfulfilled in those past jobs. And these are words past clients have used. Like it was my clients that first said, wow, it feels like I now know what my work boundaries are. And so I started using, I was like, ooh, that's good. That sounds cool. So I started using that language. Like you will be able to identify why those jobs haven't worked and what you need to be looking out for in future companies. You will be able to identify how to actually use your values to audit companies. I teach you all of that in my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career. And so those are the six core principles that you need to embrace if finding meaningful work is one of your main goals in 2023. Like these foundational truths are things that you need to embrace to leave that job that you know isn't serving you and step into a more fulfilling job. These core principles are important for you to find fulfilling work. And these core principles are built into my program, FYFC. But like I walk you through getting that clarity. I walk you through navigating the fear, right? Because yes, I said fear is an emotion, but how do you navigate it? I teach you strategies for how to actually hear your thought processes and make decisions based on fact and not just emotion, and guide you through a process of doing research and building your network in that journey so that you can get clarity about your next career move and build out a career transition plan that makes the most sense for you. So KA said, what about those of us ready to pivot out of an industry? I'm not sure. So what about you? What does that mean? I'm not sure I understand the... Tell me more. Give me more context for that question. Does that mean, does this work for you? Does that mean, should you join FYFC? Does that mean what clarity should you get? Like, I'm not sure the context for that question. So type a bit more. Okay. I've been in finance for 10 plus years, but I know it's not my passion. Okay. So yeah, these principles also apply and you still, that you need that clarity. You know, it's not your passion. You know, you're not interested, but let me even back up here. When you say, you know, it's not your passion, there's a high chance that you, if I asked you, what is your passion? You might tell me, I don't know. And that's perfectly fine. Because a lot of women will come to me saying, I'm trying to figure out my passion or my purpose, but you don't find passion. You don't figure out passion. Passion is the fruit that grows out of the seeds that are your interests. Passion comes from clarifying your interests. Because the way passion works is as you research something more, as you learn more about a topic, as you go deeper into it, one day you're like, whoa, I'm really passionate about this topic. So you have to first clarify your interest, which interestingly enough, that's what we do in week three of Find a Fulfilling Career. We clarify your zone of genius interest areas, those topics, ideas, and concepts that really grab you and hook you to figure out how do those then connect with potential industries. So if you know where you are is not where you need to be, that's perfectly fine. Like I've worked with women who, I'm thinking many women, I should actually, if you go to results.findyourfulfillingcareer.com, you will see the results of over 30 women who have gone through this program. And some of them, the woman I talked about who I said her energy was being drained and that's why she joined FYFC because she didn't have time to figure it out. She wanted to spend time with her kids. She had been in education for over 16 years, knew it wasn't working. After FYFC, she realized the next space for her was program management and she made the transition. So you still, if you know your industry is not right for you and you want to pivot, that's even a bigger reason why you need clarity because it can be hard to figure out what industry should I even go into when you don't have that clarity. Okay. The other question, hold on, let me scroll here. Because I saw another question. How would you recommend approach searching for specific job titles or descriptions after identifying your core values? Well, you don't approach job descriptions after identifying your core values. Your core values is only one piece of the puzzle. You need to identify your non-negotiable values. Then you need to clarify your zone of genius interest areas, which I just mentioned. And then you need to clarify your high power skills. Those are the three things that help you then figure out job titles. But even figuring out job titles, that requires research. And the research process in itself is a skill. And so this is everything, like I break all of this down in FYFC because in the first week, we go through your mindset barriers. Second week, we clarify your non-negotiable values. Third week, we clarify your zone of genius interest areas. Fourth week, we clarify your high power skills. And then we take all of that and create what we call in the program, your fulfilling career manifesto and your ideal career profile. Because each of those are a piece of the puzzle that you then need to bring together to paint a picture of what kind of job am I looking for? Then and only then do you actually start doing the research. And even the research is you need to know what to research, where to research, how to research, what platforms to use to research. And I teach you all of that in the program. And we spend the next 4 weeks doing research, but also building your network. So in week 6 and 7, you're actually talking to people because when it's time to transition, you need to have a network built that can support your transition. And so your core values don't tell you job titles. Your values inform the industries and the companies that make sense. Your interests inform the industries and the potential roles that make sense. Your skills inform the roles that make sense. So you can see how all three of those things fit together and they inform different pieces of role, industry, and companies that make sense for you. And so you need clarity on all three of those, and then you need to bring it together to paint a picture of what kind of role am I looking for? And then you start your research journey. Okay, Claire, let me know if I answered that question for you. Will this video be posted on your page to view later? It will not be on my page, but it will be on the podcast. So my live sessions, I usually share on the podcast, the Fulfilling Career Podcast, or on my YouTube page, but it comes on the podcast before the YouTube page. I'll be honest with y'all. You're welcome, Claire. And by the way, if at any point you have any questions about my program, Find Your Fulfilling Career, you can just DM me. I'll send you more info. Right now on Instagram, it's the link in my bio. If you just click that link, you'll see all the information, but you can always DM me. I'm happy to like have a deeper conversation with you to see if it's right, if you need to even apply, because it is an application only program. So you can't just join because I need to make sure it's actually a fit for you before I invite you to join us. But everything I talked about today, FYFC walks you through that. And I would say, especially those of you who have been on the same path or industry or company for over 8 years, it can become really difficult to transition because it's like, where else will I put my skills? What other industries make sense? What else can I do? And that can make you feel stuck. And so this program really helps you understand yourself first, because that is what will inform fulfilling work, because fulfilling and meaningful work is aligned with who you are. And so if you don't know who you are, you will have a hard time figuring out work that is fulfilling. Okay. You're welcome. You're all welcome. So it sounds like I answered your questions. Awesome. Awesome. Okay, y'all. So I don't see any more questions coming on live. So we're going to wrap up again. Like I said, if you're watching live or on Instagram, I'm wrapping up, you can always DM me. If you're listening to the replay on the podcast, you can always, again, DM me on Instagram or just send a question to podcast@hercareerdoctor.com. If you're watching the replay on YouTube, just comment your questions below. I'm happy to answer them. But thank y'all for being here live, for watching the replay, for listening to the replay. It was great spending time with you. Have a great day, y'all. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Fulfilling Career Podcast. And thank you in advance for leaving a review or rating the podcast. All the resources I mentioned in this episode are linked in the description of this podcast episode. Don't forget to visit findyourfulfillingcareer.com to learn more about and apply to FYFC, the signature coaching program for women who are ready to exit soul-sucking jobs and transition into a more fulfilling career without getting another degree. I'll catch you in the next episode.